104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:08. We're going to top out at 96 today. Got a text from, or an email from Melinda. She said, tell Sarah she doesn't have to listen. I love hearing you guys. Thank you for how you do your show. Thank you, Melinda.
Thanks, Melinda.
Well, we got kind of, I feel kind of bad now. We got kind of smarmy with a girl who wrote something kind of mean on our Facebook. And
I don't really feel that bad.
We kind of made fun of her and then she unliked our page.
I don't really feel that bad because if you're going to, you know, dish it out, you better be able to take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if she doesn't like us, she doesn't have to listen. That's the thing about America, freedom.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. I wish I could read her Facebook status after that.
Okay. So anyway, the next time if you're a smoker, next time you have to go have a smoke, here's what you should do. Run in place at your desk for 15 minutes. You won't want to smoke anymore.
Okay.
And not just because you can't breathe. new study shows that exercise seems to overcome nicotine cravings.
Really?
Yeah. A study from the journal Addiction was formulated using the data from nearly 20 clinical trials that indicated exercise was a common factor in helping reduce nicotine cravings in smokers who were trying to quit. I always thought it was the hacking your lungs out your throat was part of what helped, too.
Sure.
Because when I used to smoke and I'd go running, it was like... It was not pleasant, especially like the first few times you went jogging.
I'm not a very good runner. But I have been trying to run on the treadmill a little bit more.
I actually witnessed it yesterday.
Yes. That was so weird, by the way.
I know. It was like this awkward ignoring of each other.
I know.
And we were on treadmills right next to each other.
But I was trying to listen to my music and I was trying to, you know, get my...
Well, and I popped one of my earbuds out because I was expecting you to start talking.
Oh.
And then you didn't. So I'm like, okay, I'll put it back in.
Well, I was trying to focus because, first of all, we already know that I have gym phobia.
Yeah.
And so it takes a lot for me to get there. But when I get there and start going and doing my thing, I'm okay. And so, and I don't really like running at all, but I wanted to get my heartbeat increased after I just did the weights. And so
I have to say, I was impressed.
Thanks.
You had the treadmill turned up higher than I did.
I did. I was doing a little running.
But you didn't run very long. Is that why?
I already had done 15 minutes earlier on the treadmill.
Oh, you do like the...
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'd already done that. And so then I did the weights. And then I was just going to run real quick and get my heartbeat going up again before I finished my stretching. So.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's why. Otherwise, I would have went longer.
Because you're going 5.8. I was going 5.3.
I know. It was pretty impressive, huh? I can go faster than that now, too.
Well, I can go a lot faster than that, but not for very long.
No, not long at all.
Not long at all. There were 24 women who were in New York City to protest topless.
Okay.
I'm 100% behind their cause.
What are they protesting?
Well, they're protesting that men are allowed to go shirtless anywhere and they are not. In New York City, it is actually legal for women to be topless in public. But most of the rest of the U.S. is not so lenient.
What?
Well, you got to admit, it is a little sexist that, you know, we can go around town without a shirt on and you can't.
It's true. But, I mean, we have lady parts up there.
And they wanted to bring awareness to the cause. No, it's really not a big deal.
Yeah, but it's not like women find man boobs like something that they're like, ooh, baby.
Oh, okay. I have, what's his name? Mike.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike walk down the street and
Channing
see
Tatum.
If you start turning your head.
Do you think I'm looking at his man boobs?
He doesn't have man boobs.
I would be looking at his 6-pack.
Okay, whatever.
8-pack. Whatever he's got going on down there.
All I'm saying is, it is a little silly. I mean, when you think about it. Now, the reason why it's not legal isn't so much that it's... Because to me, seeing a topless woman is not that big a deal. I mean, I'm going to look. Don't get me wrong. And if we lived in a world where being topless all the time was legal...
And normal.
Life would be a happier place for men. But at the same time, their protest proved exactly why women need to remain topped. Because they were swarmed by... thousands of perverted dudes with cameras.
Of course. Exactly.
And it completely shut down traffic in New York. Yeah. So that's why. It has nothing to do with it being shameful or anything like that. It has to do with men getting their work done. and getting on with their day. That's why it's illegal.
I agree completely with that. And I also really don't want to see the women's who boobs are sagging. I don't want to see them topless.
Oh, Sturgis, South Dakota.
I know. I've witnessed it.
The saggiest place on earth.
I've witnessed it.
Anyway.
And witnessed it also painted up like a lion or tiger or something.
We've got news coming up. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7. Andy and Mel. 721 up to 96 today. Chance of isolated storms. Hello.
Hey, question. Do we have a thunderstorm in the forecast?
There's a chance of isolated storms, yes.
Okay, I'm just seeing random lightning strikes, and I wasn't sure what was going on.
Yeah, we have our blinds shut. So we have no idea what's going on outside.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it looks like it could do a little stormy out there.
Okay, I was just curious. I mean, it's just these random little lightning bolts out of nowhere. I'm just like, what the heck is going on?
All right, well, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I opened the blinds.
Yeah. Now we can. I heard you doing it.
It does look stormy.
Like it could. Like it's. Well, it's a lot darker than it should be this time of day. The radar looks like it's. There's some. Most of it's north of here. There's just a little tiny bit of it right over or just west and north of Sioux Falls. But there's a lot more up. But Brookings about to get some rain, that's for sure, if they're not already. Anyway, internet quote of the day, Mel.
Of course I talk to myself. Sometimes I need expert advice.
So, I saw this story on the CBS affiliate's website in Seattle, and it's kind of frightening.
Okay.
Scientists at the University of California, Berkeley have managed to successfully hack private information out of people's brains.
What? How are they doing
and
that?
And they did it using a device that costs $300.
Okay, how are they hacking stuff out of people's brains?
The exact how, I don't know. They're using a device called Emotive, which is a tool that lets people interact with computers using just their thoughts. The scientists hooked people up to computers using Emotive, then monitored their brain scans. They'd show the subjects images of things like banks and ATMs and could actually read their PIN numbers when they popped into their heads. They also flashed images of people and could tell if the subjects knew them or not. The scientists say it isn't 100% effective. There's room for error, and there's a lot of work to be done, but before it could be used as something like a more effective lie detector test for the police. But they're on their way to reading your mind. So, who else is scared? Me?
Yeah. For real?
Now, there are applications for that kind of technology that would be great, like quadriplegics. You know?
Yeah.
Can't move. But if you can control a computer, you know, that could control lots of other things. So, I mean, and lie detectors for the police, that'd be great. But, you know, if you're just hanging out by an ATM, you know, I don't know what the Emotive even looks like. If it's like a, you know, is it like a barcode scanner like on your forehead or?
It's like a radar gun.
Anyway, do you know they accidentally invented the microwave? With radar?
Really?
I was watching Modern Marvels the other day.
Of course you were.
Yeah. Well, it's a series recording on my DVR. And the episode was like inventions of war, things that we use every day that came from wars.
Hmm.
Well, one of them was radar, you know, find enemy planes before they get there.
Yeah.
And a guy was testing out a new radar system, and he discovered that his chocolate bar in his pocket had melted while he stood in front of it.
Interesting.
Which I'm surprised it didn't fry him too, but anyway.
Right.
That was how the microwave was invented.
I watched Craft Wars the other day. I learned how to make a wine rack out of a turkey baster.
You're so boring. My favorite shows on TV are the crap nobody else wants to watch.
People like Craft Wars.
People like Modern Marvels too.
Craft Wars is pretty awesome.
I bet.
But you know, I'm like on the crafty
thing. So when you get done with the hot glue gun and macaroni, you chuck it across the room. Is that how the war goes?
Yes. Okay. No. They compete against each other.
Okay.
Duh. Okay.
All right. It'd be more fun if they were throwing.
Okay, we're going to make a wine rack. Here's your supplies.
Like,
who makes the best one?
A high pressure hot glue gun. That would be a good weapon.
Yeah. And then shoot not up against
only,
each other.
Not only do you burn the enemy, then he's stuck.
And then you throw a thing of glitter at their face.
Take that.
Yeah, I just heard thunder, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Neat. I hope we get some rain.
That would be great.
Yeah. Then that way, this afternoon, it can be really humid.
You're supposed to go golfing.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Anyway, we have got dirt coming up in just a few. What's coming up in the dirt, Mel? I know. I never tease at 7:20, but...
Remember when Lindsay Lohan went to the overnight house party the other day and some jewels and stuff like that stolen? I've got the latest in that coming up in the dirt.
It's 7:26, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:41, up to 96 today. Very, very warm. I don't see raindrops in the parking lot yet. Do you? Nope.
No, but it's darker than normal.
It is much darker than normal.
Even though we have tinted windows, it is still darker than normal.
Yeah. Well, the sign out front is still on.
Yeah.
You can see the lights on Vernighty across the street. Did you hear Vernighty died?
What?
Vernighty.
Really?
Yeah. Like the Vernighty.
Yeah, like the guy that started it all.
Yeah.
Really?
I heard that on the news last night.
That's sad.
I know. He was 80... He was in his 80s. I don't remember how old he
was.
But yeah, he passed away over the weekend.
Aw. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway. So, not to bring everybody down.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Now we just made somebody who bought their first car from him back in 1968.
Is that how long he's been
doing
it?
It was in the 60s he started it. Yeah.
Wow.
It started with one little dealership downtown, and now they're kind of all over town
everywhere.
And the area.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got to do the number for the vault. First digit to the combination this week is 50.
Thanks.
50.
Thanks, Nate.
Yeah, Nate was golfing last Friday.
Mm-hmm. He's still able. He was able to remind us, though.
Did he?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know. It's hard to remember last
going
Friday.
Going out with some early morning vaulting. It is raining out by STI. I just got a text from 1510.
Thank you.
So, yay. A little rain in town anyway.
What would we do without social media, like, and text and emails?
It is pretty cool.
It is. It keeps us so much more up to date, like, than any other time.
Yeah,
before.
Can you imagine doing a show before the internet?
I did it before the internet.
I never did. I didn't start doing radio in college till 1999.
Kind of had the internet, but it wasn't...
It was dial-up and...
Whoosh. And it didn't have near as much information as what it does now.
No, not even close.
I mean, you couldn't like just go and Google something super quick.
Well, you could, but Google wasn't as smart as it is now.
Well, and it would have, you know, it took like 10 minutes.
Now it's so smart, it's reading your mind.
Yeah, I don't think it always reads my mind exactly, though.
How could it? It wouldn't have a chance.
No, there's no way.
Anyway, so apparently if you're getting married, sounds like most people are getting realistic about who's paying for the wedding. And if you've got a daughter, the good news is you might not be on the hook to pay. Now, this is a survey done in Britain, but I would guess it probably would stand up over here as well. A British survey found that only 1 in 10 couples still assume the bride's parents will pay for the whole wedding.
Wow.
Traditionally, it's their responsibility, but weddings have gotten a lot more expensive, so most people agree it's not really fair to stick the entire bill with mom and dad.
I think that mom and dad on the bride's side probably pay for things like maybe like her dress.
Well, like...
And some other things like some food and stuff like that.
Crystal's folks did pay for her dress, and... They would have paid for the reception if it was at the church, but we didn't want to have it at the church. We had it at a reception hall, so then we were on the hook for it. And that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't expect them to pay for everything anyway.
You know, and then traditionally the groom's parents will pay for the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, my folks did.
And that's, I think that's
that
still pretty much stays the same.
Yeah.
I don't think that's changed a whole lot.
Couples are waiting longer to get married and don't depend as much on their parents anymore. Which is kind of part of the deal, meaning you're older and have more money. What are you giggling about?
I was just giggling at somebody being in a relationship with somebody since 2004.
Oh, okay. Well, 52% of couples plan to pay for their wedding themselves, and 37% think that the bride's parents and the groom's parents should split the costs.
Hmm. Interesting.
I would agree with that, especially if the family had a lot of daughters.
Yeah. I think that
if you had like four girls, by the time you get to the fourth one, it's like, look, we're broke from the last three.
Right.
Or can you imagine a family with four daughters and then they all get married like within 2 years?
You're like, no, go to Vegas.
Yeah. The fourth one is eloping. You're going to the courthouse, sweetheart. Sorry.
I'm totally okay with Vegas. But, you know, it would if I ever get married again, it would be my second wedding. So
I don't I think you only get the first one paid for.
Yeah, I think so.
You only get help with the first one. I would be curious to know, though, do you expect the bride's parents to... We'll just kind of do our own version of this survey.
Okay.
Would you expect the bride's parents to pay for the wedding? Not part of it.
And now, let's be specific. First wedding.
First wedding. Pay for all of it.
Right.
Or vast majority of it. 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. It is 7:30, 7:46, Hot 104.7. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 754 up to 96. It is 72 right now, and we got a text a little while ago that it rained up by Southeast Tech, but still I've yet to see any rain down here around 57th and Louise. So anyway, we had this story about how 1 in 10 people do not expect the bride's parents to pay for the wedding anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Which I found interesting. I never thought about it as a number, how many would actually expect that, but... 1 in 10 seems a little smaller.
And that's, yeah.
Than I would have expected. Just because, especially around here, people are a lot more traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this survey was in England, so you'd expect it to be even less traditional.
Right.
Or maybe more traditional
usually.
Who knows? Anyway, would you expect the bride's parents to pay for the wedding? 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Emily's on the phone. How are you, Emily?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So would you expect mom and dad, the bride's mom and dad, to pay for the whole smash?
No, not at all. Actually, I am one of four daughters. You were mentioning having lots of daughters. Three of us did get married within a year.
Oh, my gosh. Your poor dad.
One of them was a second marriage. But
oh, okay.
Obviously, my parents helped out a little bit, but we would have never expected them to foot the bill, even if we were spaced out by years.
Yeah. I don't think anybody expects that.
I don't think so. I think it's got to be a mom and dad kind of thing. Like, we want to help out.
Whatever they want to do. I was not expecting. I was hoping Jim and Sue were going to help out. Let me tell you.
Exactly.
But well, I wasn't expecting it.
Right.
Yeah. They had kind of set the standard with when the first one got married, we'll help out with X here and, you know, that there. So it was kind of repeated down the line. But we would have expected them.
Right. Well, thank you for the call, Emily.
No problem. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's see, Sarah's on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
Good.
So, was that Tara or Sarah?
Sarah.
Oh, I was right. Okay, Sarah. How are, so would you expect, bride's mom and dad pay for the wedding?
No, the profession I'm in, I do weddings probably 7-8 times a year, and I think the bride and groom should pay, and then no one on either side has any control over what goes on.
Yes.
That's so true.
I bet that's why it's going that way more than anything.
I bet you it is. It's
would you say the
thing.
Same, Sarah?
Oh, very much so. I mean, I listen to drama all day long, and I'm like, God, people, if you would just shut up and just sit on your hands and not say anything.
Just do it yourself, and you can have everything the way you want to. No one thinks they have input.
That's the thing is, not mom and dad's choice. It is your wedding. It is your day. It is not their say.
And if they are ponying up a bunch of money for it, they do get a say.
But it still shouldn't be about
them.
But
if you don't take the money from them, then you don't have to worry about
it. Yeah, but it shouldn't be about them either way.
Well, in a perfect world, but
yeah,
let's be realistic. Thank you for the call, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. I got a text from Kevin the Shark.
Stop. Oh, he is such a jerk. I do not like him.
I just played, dun-dun, that was it.
Yeah.
You can put your headphones back on.
Because he requests it. Because he thinks it's hilarious.
I do, too. He said he's getting married next May and a good 98% is coming from them. Makes us feel like our wedding and our decisions. Parents chipped in a little bit. Yeah, that makes all the sense. I never even thought of that.
Because
parents try to control how things go by giving money. Well, if you want to... And honestly, they did it with us. I mean, Crystal's folks said if you have it in the church, we'll pay for everything. Well, we didn't want to have it in the church. We wanted to have a dance and...
Right.
A party, basically. So, I mean, that's their prerogative. I didn't hold it against them at all. So,
right.
But yeah, you can definitely control everything the way you want to, doing it that way. Another text here from 3130. I think the bride's family should pay, mostly because I have two little boys at home. Hee hee. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In my family, it's always girls and then one girl, then boys.
Oh, really? Weird.
My siblings, too. So whenever Crystal and I have another one, I'm counting on it. It's going to be a boy. Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, it's going to be a girl.
No, my brother. First child with his two wives, both girls, and then boys after that.
Huh.
Although he only had one with his first, but then his second daughter, boy, boy.
Mm.
So there you go.
Interesting.
I got another text that says, no, they should not. You shouldn't expect it. They're not the ones getting married. If you can't afford the wedding, you're going to have issues anyway.
Eh. I mean, don't expect your dream wedding if,
well,
you
if
know,
you're
you can't
a couple of
it.
Broke college kids and you're expecting a lavish, you know, $20,000 wedding, daddy better be loaded because otherwise it ain't happening.
Exactly.
Unless you put it all on credit cards, and that's a great way to start a marriage.
Don't do it. Just go to the courthouse.
Yeah, just go to the courthouse. You know,
you can still get a pretty dress.
Go to Vegas. Go to Deadwood.
So I want to go to Vegas.
Go to Murdo and get married.
Murdo.
Yeah, at the car museum.
Sounds like where I would want my wedding destination to be.
Hey, they have a General Lee there.
They do.
And it still has the flag on top.
Then maybe they'll have to take it off.
Hot 1047.com.